Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome and good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is the sixth installment of the book, The Guide, Teachings and Stories and Descriptions of the Life of Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid Abdurrahman al-Rifai. And we are currently on page 66. And this reading is a continuation of the chapter that says how Sidi came to be in Jerusalem, but it's set up as questions and answers, and it blends into the beginning of the next chapter, which says teaching from the light surah, which is the surah from the Quran. And we'll be doing that chapter as well, which is also set up as questions and answers. We'll begin with the Fatiha and invocations, and then we'll begin the recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام إبراهيم رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام موسى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام عيسى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم تسلم ومنك السلام ولك يا ود السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. Once again, this is the sixth installment, and this is from page 66. 666. The question reads, how can you reach God if you do not follow the person who has reached God? He has walked the way before you and has reached the highest station. He knows how to walk and how to cut through difficulties and troubles, and he knows what's good, and he knows what's bad, and the right and the wrong ways of this world. So now he's going to be talking about marriage. The Arabic word rafiq refers to a man or woman and is a helper of someone. The Arabic word khalil is between man and woman and also refers to two lovers. Ibrahim al-Khalil, the lover of God, reached the highest divine love of God and was given the name Khalil. When the love between a man and a woman becomes very, very deep and very, very pure, then one of them to the other would be Khalila, Halila. Halila is the wife you married, and Halila is the beloved. Halila is the one you married according to the religion and is more pure than the beloved because marriage forms a holy family as a divine connection. A Halila has no binding without the divine element of the marriage. It would not be divine, only human. The spiritual love is pure, but physically, for the believers of God, it is not pure until there is a marriage. It does not have to cost a lot for a person to get married. There are many men and women who are married who are very poor. The teacher gets between them and marries them directly, and then it is a holy connection. Money and other things should be no obstacle to marriage. The most important thing is the spiritual connection. Other things will follow. A spiritual guide will always marry people from among his followers when he sees a connection. He will remove the obstacle that separates them. In 1965, many Sufis came here from Morocco to visit, and I married them all. This is the way of the people of God, without harshness or difficulty, because they do not live for the material world, they're living for the soul. In the morning they have no money, and by the evening they have nothing. That is, what they have is not for themselves, and when they want something, they get it directly. God puts the whole world under their service. When they want something, God wants that thing because they have that connection. Wherever I look, I only see your face. Wherever you are, your face is my Qibla and my mosque. Your face is the night, Layla, meaning God. In this world, only love is the bridge to God. The person who has no love has no heart, and the person who has no heart has no God. The walker on the path to God needs a light because the path is dark and wild. That light is love. The one who does not have love needs to be very polite and should not have objections toward others, because if he tastes the taste of the love, he will forgive them. The cook is one of the appearances of God. The cook. This next talk is about the Hadra, the presence. The truth passes up the tree, becoming larger and clearer. The presence of the prophets or messengers finishes with the end of that being. Adam had a presence and it died when he died, but the truth was passed on until it was completely perfected in Muhammad, the Insan al-Kamil, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hadra is different in each one presence or appearance, but the inside truth is the same. All of us are Hadra, but each carries the picture of the Insan al-Kamil. The one who knows himself is no different from any prophet. The heart should have a place for only one God. Now you are attached to Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Moses, or Musa, or Isa, or whoever, because you don't know the complete truth. When you do know it, it is you. When Allah created the human being, it wasn't as a woman or a man. It was just the presence of the truth. When you know the truth, then you will know the states every prophet passed through, the Isa or Musa or Muhammad of the time. The presence was perfect from the beginning, but appeared on earth in the greatest perfection in the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, the appearance, not the truth, became more and more perfected. Muhammad alayhi salam was the most perfect mirror, but also the most hidden. The prophets gave the complete truth to very few people. There was perfection outside and inside, but When the Mahdi comes, he will come as clear as this light, and not to give to just certain people, but to everyone all over the world. Mahdi will speak in every tongue with every language. He will be the miracle of God on earth. The Arabs will think that he is an Arab, the English an Englishman, the Jews a Jews, Jew. He will come carrying the flag of love and peace in this world, as a light coming into a room dispelling the darkness. He will save people from their pain and others from confusion. He is the peace for the people of earth and for those in heaven. His mercy will be a gift from God, and he will receive the truth from the Muhammadan presence, of which he is the end. His presence will not know how, when, or why, but the whole world will be his nation and his brothers. Anyone now who knows the truth and knows the guidance and is guided, no doubt he is one of his soldiers. Mahdi and Jesus, Isa, are one person, but certain people call them this or that by different names. The people of God do not believe in many faces because all are one face. This is like a candle leading the confused to the straight path. He is always the mercy. He is Ahmadi, the one who received the guidance and who gives the guidance. Anyone whose humanity has left him will do a lot of things. He'll begin to eat the world. He returns to his animal nature. But if a person returns to the inside, he becomes a picture of all the negative and positive things in the world, all the negative and positive things in the whole world, and some of the things that come out of him, people will see as negative even though they are positive. All things are actually positive because the Hadra, the presence, is all positive. And all the negative things are really non-existent. They are imaginary. This is the presence of the truth, and there's no place for anything besides that. Therefore, whatever happens in the world is the divine will. Mahdi is the guide, the giver of knowledge. This science is a divine science. You cannot publish it or reveal it. It is only for the people of it. If there is a need for it to be known, it is known only to its people who know all the truths of the truth. And this is the science of the divine unity which comes from the heart, from the presence of God. I'm telling you not to reveal this science to the people, but to have mercy on them, because there is no place in narrow minds for this science. It will make them crazy in a way that is not divine, and it will lead them away from their humanity onto false paths. But if there is one who wants to care about them, to hold their hands in this divine science, then they will be safe through their guide, Imam al-Huda. Question. What about the difficulty of birth and the meaning of the child? The answer. Labor continues until the child, which is the peace and the love, comes. For the people of Allah, there is no difference between a man and a woman, and this anger that you feel is like taking up unripe fruit from a tree. Your action, that is, the feeling you have of injustice, is like water for the tree. You are an unripe fruit on the tree. When you are ripe, what happened will not matter. You contain the complete justice, and there's no curtain between you and Allah. No matter what anyone has done to you or what has been done anywhere, you are justice, and the aim was Allah. Then you see that this anger was all right because it dissolved in the practice, and you understood. Question. My question is about the separation between men and women. In the East, people are unaccustomed to women, but in America, they are accustomed to women and therefore do not lose their concentration around them. Answer. Mixing together is only for those in a state of fana. The teacher is the guardian of everyone, and if he or she has real control, he can raise people up again if they lose their concentration by seeing a woman. Question. What about honoring family and disloyalty in the eyes of the family? Answer. We do not want sons to be disloyal to their families. We want them to meet their hearts and souls, for Allah to be there in the heart and to travel to Allah. Then after their hearts are purified with the divine water, their bodies are pure. Go back to your father and be an example of a light that enters a dark house in order to illuminate it. The son will bring the light to his family because he is drunk from the water of divine love. When he is grown in completely, divine earth, divine fruit grows from him. And if he has divine care, then Allah chooses him for this. The question is, if you change the mirror, does this affect the truth? No, because the truth never changes. But when the picture in the mirror changes, a storm comes and purifies the image and returns it to what it was. This is a coming back to its origin. At birth, the human being is innocent. He has no sins on him. And as we grow up, many desires pull on us. The way of the path is to lead people back to being children, to the state of the true Adam. This is the beginning, and the beginning is the essence of the end. Adam did not really sin. People have imagined the sin. In reality, he did not sin. This is also the case of Hawa, of Eve. They did not make a mistake, but they surrendered to the divine will. If this had not been the case, in this moment there would be no you or me. In the beginning, Adam and Eve did not see the circle. It was just a point. Now we are spiraled above it and can see it. If Adam and Eve had not begun this way, we would not have it as we know it now. When you become the truth, you do not see anything negative. From the point of reality, the real truth, there is no wrong thing. This next chapter, for the next few pages, is called Teaching from the Light Surah. This is from Quran, chapter 24, 35-37. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. A likeness of His light is a niche in which there is a lamp, and the lamp is within a glass. The glass is like a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed tree, an olive tree. An olive tree neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil all but glows, though no fire touches it. Light upon light. Allah guides to His light who He chooses and sets forth examples for the people. And Allah is the knower of all things. This lamp is found in houses which Allah has permitted to be raised up, that His name might be remembered in them. No trade makes them heedless or forgetful of Allah. His name is glorified to Him in all the circles that complete the circle. When the person knows the truth is all the faces, and the face is one face. There's no difference between a girl or a boy. When he sits or she sits, the heart is with God. I do not allow anyone to enter this room when he sees a difference. This is not the truth, so I prohibit them to enter. This is the heaven of knowledge. If they do not know the truth, they cannot come to heaven. The love between them is from the senses and from the nafs, but the path of the truth does not know separation. It knows only the world of pure souls. Therefore, there is permission for all those with souls and knowledge to enter. But they still bring their desires with them, and these things have to be worked out in other ways. And we aren't responsible for all the world, you know. We are responsible to the children of the people of Allah. To the others, we say, Allah, and if they want to follow, they follow. Others do not hear because they do not have the readiness of acceptance. Who knows the true path of the Shadaliyah? It's not the people who keep them busy. The business of selling is from the dhikr of Allah. And the standing in prayer is the giving to the poor, the giving back to Allah. They fear the day when hearts and eyes are changed. I am only for this, and I found this in the hidden life which he likes to make in order for them to love him, for him to love them. For that he has made us a picture of him, and he makes this perfectly. The material for this picture, for her, is his spirit, and its water is the hidden water of him from on high. From that it is really a picture of him, and he makes it exact, putting all of his knowledge in it. After which he gives her all of his love and says, I have been a treasure hidden in the soul. And he says that for this reason he loved to be known, so he made it all. He made all the people and said, with me they know me. He says, these pictures which are all from my love are the main road to knowledge of me, of which you are the hidden treasure and the birthplace of the secret words. You are the nation of the secret names. From yourself you know yourself, and you know your picture, which is the picture of him. This picture is the real truth of God. If you know this, you reach. If you know who you are, then you know the station of the presence, the hadra, from your truth, which is the truth of God. If you know these things, you know. When you reach Allah, your eye will be the same eye, and you will say, Anna, Anna, meaning I, and you feel what he feels in loving any face. I give this self to be in this life when I make the connection to above. Then I look at this cup and I know that it is for real. This is one of the stations, the maqam of the way. We need to return to being polite with all of the reality. When we do that, we will reach to being the real I, which is hidden inside this physical truth. Now there's questions. How does one continue without Majnun? The answer. Majnun is the beloved which he gives us. It is his highest gift, the secret of the secret of love. This feeling hidden inside is revealed by this hidden science. It connects him completely with the person he loves. Then that person cannot speak, he can only hear. He is all ears, and his heart also just listens, so that words do not travel through his mouth because his tongue is busy with his beloved. There is quietness in his presence, and he is awake to all that the heart says to him and to his eyes. This is because the love comes and takes rest inside his heart. Majnun cannot cry in the streets. Where is Layla? He says, I am Layla. Or he says, this is Layla. If he has the knowledge that he has reached all or even some of the love, he will not ask where Layla is, and if he does not know where his love is, then he does not know the love. The love we feel is the love there is, and that is God. How much we feel is exactly how much there is when we say Allah. If I taste that love, then I know that love, as I love, he loves. There are not two things here, but one thing. To the degree that I pray, prayer becomes. God sees through me, and this is the complete truth of things. If I am facing my face, then you are the Kaaba of it. And where you are, I am facing you. When I become real from tasting, that's the end of me. The annihilation in God, the fana fi Allah, is when the love becomes so great that it no longer tastes what you taste. It's the taste of Allah because you are through that taste. Then you become the real picture of Allah and the real servant for him on earth, a believer. All we say about love and the stations of the love and the understanding of the love is shorthand. You are the servant of him. You are exactly how he is manifesting, exactly what you see in this moment is exactly where you are. Next question. As a believer, what is the place of pain and pleasure? Answer. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can judge who has the garden of paradise, fana, and who has the fire of hell. All the people who do not understand God must be put in the fire. When he does understand, this fire will change to be like the fire of Ibrahim. The highest level of truth is sincerity. The fire of the love is different. It's the first path. It's the light of the love, which lights up the way. And when you give your whole self to the station of the merciful, then you will know yourself. Ibn al-Farid's story of Majnun and Layla is like the bird in the garden. It is only the first station. In the last station, in the middle of the garden, he is the fire of Allah. God, An-Nur, is a piece of fire, An-Nar. Light is a piece of fire. The language of Allah, which is the language of the heart, the language of the love, is different from other languages, and the people of Allah are different from other people. The few people who understand Allah are like salt in food or like jewels. There are actually many jewels among the humans, but there are only a few people who know these jewels. There are large and small jewels, and when you know the large jewel, you know all the jewels. The large jewel is the name of Allah. Who knows? Only a few. Only the children of Allah when the truth comes to them. There are many who say, I know, but they do not really know. The person must catch Allah. When he cannot catch Allah, this is not the truth. And now this subsection is called Hawa, Hal, and Makam. Some people go far away for halwa, retreat. Some do it in their hearts. Some do it by wearing a certain kind of clothing. The difference between hal, which is a state, and makam, which is a station, is that a hal comes and goes, whereas a makam is set or stationed. Anyone who travels this path has to pass through seven stations, all at once or one at a time, until you arrive at the perfection of the nafs, nafsul kamila. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did during his night journey. Nafs is a wide word that has no limits. So in the science of divine knowledge, it is outside of everything and beyond everything because it is no thing. Who knows it, knows what it knows what is of great value. This is because no one is guided to what it is highly esteemed or finds it until Allah chooses him to be guided. When Allah chooses him, then he has the precious divine care. And this is the Muhammad of his time, who takes all the weight of the truth and is the eye of existence, and from him can be seen all of existence. This is the simple meaning of the word nafs. The bigger meaning is that there is no place within the human mind to accept it or to receive it until the veil is removed. And this final part for this reading is entitled, What is the Veil? The veil is the secret. When you understand the veiling, you understand everything. But this is a thing that the human mind cannot comprehend. When the human being leaves everything and all that remains is his connection to Allah, then he is closer to discovering this veil. If he continues walking more and has the divine care, he will receive the knowledge of the secret. And this is what the people of Allah are looking for, the secret of the secret. It is the secret of secrecy. The seer rule seer, that only God knows God. If your presence is the presence of Allah, then you know Allah. There are seven nafs that will take you to heaven and seven nafs that will take you to hell. And this that I am speaking about is beyond heaven and hell. This way is the way of beginners, the one who wait to know the knowledge of God. Some only imagine that they want to know him. Tell him, here you are with your God, or here you are. But about the seven nafs, those who work on them, and he is in the state of metaphor, majaz, not in the station, maqam, of the truth. His example is the example of one who wants to go to the roof by a ladder, and we have no ladder, because if we find a ladder and stations, then we make the truth a material thing. When the mind is in those states, it is not what you think it is, because this is a material thing. We do not want the sons of this path to live in the imaginal world. The human being is a holy jewel. We want him to travel to his first world in one moment, not in nights and months, because God does not know time and distance. He is with his beloved. He lives faster than the light, and they live with him faster than the light. The time of Allah is very sharp, sharper than a sword, and it has no ifs or buts. So his beloved lives with him in a soul that does not know stations, because God is not a soul or a nafs. Everything goes back to him without a thing, and he is everything. This is how he wants to be for his beloved, and as they want to be here for him. That brings us to the bottom of page 77. Next reading, we'll start a new chapter. Inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.